The Dow is opening below 20,000 for the first time in 3 years as the rout on Wall Street continues. Let's go straight to the news line. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. All right, Jill, break down for us what is happening right now.
There is just so much uncertainty. And I think when I talk to the big traders out there and small, people are selling off because we don't know how bad this probable and coming recession will be. And maybe more importantly, how long it will last. Just think about this. How can you determine what a company is worth if you don't know how long it's going to be shuttered? And this is really because a lot of dislocation in the market. That's a fancy way of saying people are freaked out and they don't know what to do.
The Fed has announced a number of new measures to try to limit the damage. What are those?
Well, the most important thing, and the one that probably actually impacts us as sort of retail investors, is that the Federal Reserve late last night announced that they were going to backstop money market accounts. If you remember in the financial crisis in 2008-2009, we actually had a money market account that traded below $1 a share, that's called breaking the buck. And the Fed wants to prevent any worry about that. So to meet redemptions, meaning that to help the company be able to pay out investors quickly and efficiently, Fed changed some rules and said, don't worry, we got it. By the way, money market redemptions in the last week, $66 billion moving straight to the Treasury market. That's how nervous people are.
No one can really predict the market, but how are we going to know when we hit rock bottom? Because there's always tomorrow looming.
Boy, that's the truth. You know, my dearly departed dad, who was a trader for decades on Wall Street, used to say, they don't ring a bell and they don't at the top or the bottom, honey. And no one's going to tell us. We're only going to know that in retrospect. You know what? There have been 25 bear markets since 1928. All right? Just think of that. And we have gotten through each one of them. This one feels worse because we're worried about this health pandemic. It accelerates all of our anxiety. We are going to enter a recession. Any ideas about, you know, how many job losses there are going to be? We don't know yet. But what I want to really remind everyone is that we have gotten through really bad times before. And if you don't need your money from your investment accounts, please, please don't make any sudden moves.
Yeah, your advice, Jill, has always been to think long term, not make any sudden moves just based on a day or a week. Does that still apply?
It does. And I maybe more so than ever. You know, I've been doing a daily podcast to hold people's hands. By the way, I'll plug myself. It's Jill on Money. But I've been taking listener questions from folks all over the country. And someone called last night who's 40 years old and said, I've got money invested for retirement. I feel like I want to go to cash. And I say to people like that, wait a second. You have probably 3 decades before you actually even need to touch this money. Let's not make any sudden moves. If you need money within the next 12 months and by mistake you put that money in a risky asset, you've got no choice. You've got to get out and take your loss. You cannot sit around and hope for something better to happen. Now, if you don't need the money, try to remain true to why you got into investing in the first place. You're long term. You're diversified. You're going to weather this storm. For those of you who did not actually have any investments in 2008, 2009, I want to remind you that we came away after a 57% loss and charged higher with markets tripling since that level. We will get through this bear market. This will pass. It's just going to be awfully painful.
Jill Schlesinger, as always, thank you for putting it into plain English for us. We appreciate it.
Take care.